My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on Kaya
959. We move on now to our money lessons guest, and this evening I'm talking to Lasizwe Dambuza. He is a South African social media influencer. He is a media personality, a YouTuber, a radio host, and an actor. A very good evening to you, Lasizwe. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, girls, how are you doing?
Good. I'm so much better now that we have you on the line.
Yeah, listen, you know, these late nights, one day I know they're going to pay off, but yeah, so far we're just going and going and going.
Oh, shame. I hope we're not stretching you too much. It's 8:30 now, but we wanted to talk to you about your money. And considering that you work so hard, tell me about all of this. You know, we were also talking about multiple streams of income, and you are somebody that actually is doing so many different things. Tell me about that.
So, you know, in this entertainment industry, you know, you have to double there, and take on a lot just to try and make ends meet, especially in these COVID times, because, you know, we are quite not where we want to be, especially in that industry. So yeah, you know, you have to double there, get a skill there, you know, find what else are you talented in and what you're skilled in, and combine skill, talent, and a little bit of knowledge there and there.
It is very important to make the money, and you know, we were talking about taxes and paying taxes on these various streams of income. You know, I don't want to know about whether you're paying taxes or not, but it's something that, you know,
I do.
We all dread. Tell me about Lasizwe growing up. Where are you from?
So originally, you know, I grew up in Soweto. Pimville is a small city, a small town in Soweto. You know, we're in a single parent home with my sister Zonke, and you know, very humble beginnings. You know, but you know, the big dream was there, and we didn't have the luxury of going to private schools, or you know, if you wanted the latest phone, you would have to wait till Christmas or on your birthday, and that's when you'd get your clothes or whatever gift you'd wanted. So that's the startup of my whole life.
Who shaped you? Who shaped you in terms of your thinking around, you know, work, what you're going to do career-wise, before even getting to money?
So I was actually shaped by my dad. Growing up, I used to look up to my dad so much. I mean, he was a multi-businessman. Like, he had multiple businesses, and he would just double there, and just find himself in multiple businesses, from property. He was a taxi mogul in Soweto. If you see the name Menzi Mkunu in Soweto, people were like, oh my God, that legend, you know. And he was that guy, from filling station, cats, goats, chickens, cows, to properties, to every single thing that you could think of, he was there. So he was the one that would mold me, because I would see him do all of these things from a distance and say, wow, one day I want to be like my dad.
And is this where you got, I mean, obviously the work ethic comes from there, but in terms of, you know, building a bit of a nest, you know, growing some wealth, making money?
You know, it's a bit of both ends. I think, you know, I think I was blessed enough to be coming from a very humble beginnings, you know, and also having a dad who I believed, even in during his last times on earth, was a very wealthy man, you know. So the balance between that made me more hardworking, because at home in Soweto, in my mom's two-bedroom house, you know, she would say, you need to work hard, you need to get employed, you need to work. And here is my dad also now being this rich, big guy that I said, oh my God, one day I want to be aspired to. And whenever I have a moment with him, it is, hold on 2 seconds, girl.
I hope you're not driving.
No, I'm not driving.
Okay, all right.
I was trying to turn off my watch, just telling me that I did 10,000 steps by 10.
Well done!
So I was like, 10,000 steps, y'all. Anyway, so that's where the whole beginning of it was founded, of the balance between hardworking and also having a dad that is rich in money and wealth and all of these things. So
You now your own person, you're doing your own thing. How do you manage all of that? Especially since you do so many different things. How do you manage all of that?
Managing it, I'm still learning how to manage. I'm still learning how to work this whole thing. Because at the end of the day, I am 22 and my peers are sitting in res, stressing about exams. And here I am stressing about, if I do not wake up at work, it is going to be a chain reaction where now I won't be able to pay people. I won't be able to sustain what I've built. And my businesses are just going to just crumble and collapse. So, yeah, that's where my mind is at.
Would you ever swap it?
Personally, no. The reason why is that
I thought so.
When I was in high school, I knew from the get-go that, you know what, this is what I want and how I'm agreed to get it. And being in a tertiary institution was generally going to be a waste of time and money, because in high school, even in matric, you know, I personally know, because in primary school, I like to take you back to primary school. I know, like, I'm derailing, but in primary school, like, I was an A student. I would get, like, 80% the next stuff. You know, I would be that boy. I got to high school, and I was like, nope, this is not what I want to do. Like, this books, studying, I'm not that person. I'm more of labor. I want to be in the ground. I want to learn while I'm in the industry instead of just learning about it theoretically. And then now I have to wait for the opportunity to do it practically. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to do entertainment. And my school books, I was just like, you know what? As long as I get my matric and make my mom happy that I have my matric, then I'm good.
Tell me about your mom. I mean, your father, you know, shaped you in the ways of the world in terms of working and how to make money and diversify. But you were raised by your mom.
Yes. So my father shaped me at like a distance. You know, I've watched him. I've heard about him. I've read about him. I've always.
Ooh, we seem to be losing the line with La Cizre, do you want to just? Okay, let's try again.
Is it better now?
Okay, yeah. We're going to need you to do a bit of a dance. Move to the left, move to the right.
There's load shedding in the area. Just happened.
The dreaded load shedding.
Our buddy Eskom just said, girl, it's my turn to shine.
Timing. It's the worst timing. Okay, let's try again. You were telling me about your mom.
Yes, my mom. So yes, I was still saying my dad, I would watch him from a distance, like from far, because he would visit me once or twice a year, you know. So my mom was a very important role in my life. She played, you know, the mom and the dad, making sure that, you know, I'm fit, I am motivated, I am kept, you know, in the road. Cause, I mean,
and I suppose that's so important, but we, yeah. Oh, we seem to be losing the line. Let's see if we can get you on a better line. Because we're losing it and we're having such a good conversation. It's so interesting. And yeah, we seem to be losing the line. Of course, load shedding has hit in his area wherever he is. So let's see if we can get him on another line. See if we can get him back on. We are struggling to get him on a good line. Do we have you back on the line? Oh, there we go.
Yes. So, I had to make plans. I was like, you know what? I'm loving this conversation, so I had to make plans. I'm actually standing on top of my bed and trying to get the signal, child.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. It is crazy. But thank you. Just keep standing on the bed because I'm also enjoying this conversation. Before we got cut short, you were telling me about the fact that mom was mom and dad for you.
Yeah. No, most of it, like, literally 99.9%. I mean, germs can never be 100%. 99.9%. My mom had to do every single thing for me. You know, even having the sex talk. My mom was the one that was like, girl, so listen, there is Adam and Eve, you know. And I was like, well, you know, my daddy's supposed to give me this talk, but, you know, anyway, we'll move.
I know. Yeah, but I mean, so many mothers, so many people can relate to that. So many mothers have just been there and stood, you know, by our sides. Tell me, Lassie, what's your relationship with money today?
My relationship with money is my partner. Money is my husband. Money is my go-to person for anything and everything in my life.
Do you love it? Can we say you love it? Can't do without it.
not even can't do without it, because I think that's definitely a fact. You know, everyone can't do without money. But for me, it's more like, you know, someone that can make things happen for you.
So you would be somebody that thoroughly loves retail therapy?
Not really. I'm that person that says, you know what, from this 10 rand, you know, I'm going to use 2 rand and then the rest I'm just going to just watch. I just love watching my money grow. I love watching my money work for me. I love also just reinvesting my money into empowering other people.
Okay, so you understand the power of money. Tell me about this empowering other people.
So, you know, initially when I started my journey on YouTube, you know, I started off just first balancing my phone on the window, you know, just trying to film a video. Then with money, you know, with the savings, then got a tripod. With money, I got a camera. With money, I got to then say, listen, I'd like to pay someone to use a camera. With money, and then decided, okay, let's grow a team. With money, then now I have people that I know that every single day come in and say, okay, cool, we need to now film because we have a mandate. We have a service to provide. And that's the impact. And just also just being also quite like conscious and aware of what it can do to the next person, because I believe I'm quite blessed and quite honored to be in the position I am today. I mean, we raised, I think it's never been done before in South Africa, where we did an initiative called 10 Rand Goes a Long Way. And in this initiative, we raised 2 million in 7 days.
Wow, that's amazing.
For university students for their registration fees. So with money, you know, it's just a personal conversation that I think everyone needs to have with their money and say, listen, money, I want you to love. I want you to know that I am with you in this journey. I want you to know I have your back if you have mine. Because I think people sometimes tend to not be real with money. And then when money decides not to be there for them, they complain, oh, I just got paid, but now my money is gone. Oh, I deserve a raise. Oh, I'm working 566 jobs, but I don't see where my money is going.
Yes, yeah.
You know, the problem is that you are not having a personal conversation with money. You're not telling money that, listen, I want you to help me achieve my goals. I want you to help me reach the next step in my life. Because those are the conversations that we need to have, and those are the conversations that your Bill Gates, your Elon Musk, your Oprah has. You know, when you read their stories and hear about them and what they've done to elevate their life, it's shocking how the conversation they have. And that's why they say it's the power of manifestation.
And having the vision, right?
Having the correct vision, yes.
Did you always have the vision, or was it something that you learned over time, or you discovered later on?
You know, I always knew that I wanted to be who I am today, but along the way, there were people that came along in my road trip. You know, I always call life a road trip, and there are certain people that jump into the car with you and go in this journey with you, and there's certain people that jump off. So in my journey in this car, there are certain people that have really empowered me, for the likes of my sister, Kanyin Bao, who have really taught me how to understand money. I mean, she has seen every part of the world. She's had her ups, she's had her downs, she's had her, you know, all of the episodes that she can ever think of. And till this day, she rises from the ashes and she's still the beauty she is. Way back.
Oh, no, absolutely. So, you know, have you ever been down there? Have you ever had like massive challenges where you've needed to pick yourself up again?
Definitely. I mean, you know what? People have this idea that when you have money, you are set. You can buy. Like when you're sad, you can just wake up and go to the spa. When you're sad, you can go do retail therapy and you'll be fine. And that's not the case. When you have money, that's when you're most depressed. That's when you are the most saddest. That's when you are literally like, oh my God, I just want to be normal. I just want to be loved. And money can't buy happiness. I can tell you that for free.
Sometimes you could have money, but you could be so empty. You could feel so empty.
You can feel like, you know what, the world, literally doesn't exist. Like, you are so empty that the world doesn't exist. So it's okay. You're just like, you know what? It's fine. Okay, it's fine.
It's fine. I mean, how do you manage the fact that you have to pay people on a regular basis, that you have employees, that people that actually depend on you? You spoke about this earlier on, that you spend most of your time thinking about that. That can actually be quite stressful. It's great when you are empowering people and giving them opportunities. But yeah, the day that the money doesn't come in and you need to pay them, what then do you do? Do you have backup plans? Do you do that?
I do. You know, it's what I touched on earlier of, you know, whenever you receive 10 rand, make sure mm-hmm. that you use 2 rand and you save 8 rand. I know it's quite difficult because of different people's struggles and people's different responsibilities. But, you know, it's that we need to be aware of, because you taking on the role of employing someone and making sure that giving them the dream that you can also put bread on the table, you know, it's also a responsibility on your end to make sure that when month end comes, you're sorted, you know? So for me personally, I don't ever want to be to ever open up that journey or that chapter in my life of saying, I can't pay you, because I don't want to ever feel that. I don't want to ever experience that where someone says, you've worked so much, and then someone says, I can't pay you.
It's the worst. It's the worst feeling.
It's
And then, so you also spoke earlier on about investing your money. So you are obviously growing wealth as well. You seem to be a long-term thinker.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm here for a long time, not a good time. You know, Drake says, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'm here for a long time, not a good time with money. Money is, and I keep saying this, money needs you consistently to have a conversation with. You know, that's why some people, that's why I have an understanding now of people that would rather go withdraw all their money so they can feel it in their hands and say, I've worked so hard, I can feel it in my hands. Because it's that feeling that, okay, this is all my hard work in my hands. And you literally, every penny, every rand that you spend, you're like, okay, I am spending this. I'm not going to spend it irresponsibly. I'm going to make sure that I do well, I do good, and I do the correct thing.
Do you ever splurge?
You know what? To be honest, there are times where you have to splurge. There are times where you need to also say, you know what? Yeah, no, I lived. I lived. You see here? you go in hard. You know, there's a time where, you know, and when I splurge, you also have to splurge responsibly. When I splurge, I head over to my Zara. I go to Zara and I just close my eyes. Say, I want you. I want this shoe. I want this jacket. I want this blazer. Oh, this leather jacket looks so fine on me. It's making me look sexy. Oh my gosh, this legging, you know. And when you get to the till, the lady's like, your till school is like, ma'am, do not say it. Swipe. Keep quiet and walk away.
No, so you actually, you don't even look at the price? You don't look at the total?
Yep. Literally, you even say, don't tell me. When that SMS comes in from FNB that says, in connect, you delete it. You don't even look at it. You just go in there, you delete it. You say, I don't want to even look at you. Open, delete. You can't have such negativity in your life.
How often do you do this?
Often, I think in a year, once or twice.
Okay.
It's a way of
saying
thank you to myself. It's a way of saying thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for being there for me. It's a thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, all work and no play just makes Lasizwe a really boring person, right? And you also have to just take care of you every now and then and spoil yourself. Your most important lesson to anybody listening today?
My most important lesson to everybody that's listening today is money comes and goes, but you are still here. You may have it all today, tomorrow you may not have it, but the fact that you could have it, you can still do it again and do it again and again and again. Leave all of that behind.
It's all material. Can't take
it's
it with
all
you.
You can't take it with you. It's all material. Yes, when you're dead, you can come to people's dreams and say, I want a Savannah, or I want a Four Cousins. Please, organize for me. You can do that, but you're dead.
So true. We can pour it on you.
Yeah, they can they can go there by my, and you know me when I'm dead, I will come to your dreams and say I want a Dom Prium 2003. And if you don't, go to my grave and pour that there. I will haunt you.
They'll have it at the after tears, Lasizwe.
Even after the after tears, because you know I believe in angels and like ancestors, mm-hmm, and they say mm-hmm. whenever I come to you in a dream and I say, listen, I want yogurt, you must go get that yogurt. So that your things can be well.
Okay, enough talk about death. It was so lovely chatting to you. You're going to be, as you said earlier, you are going to be around for a very long time. Thank you so much for your time this evening. It was great chatting to you. That was Lasizwe Dambuza. And of course, he's an actor, social media influencer, radio host, YouTuber, a host of things. It was such a pleasure talking to him this evening. That brings us to the end of this edition of My Money and Me. I'll be back next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Please be safe.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.